appears I'm about to be spared a slow death from radiation poisoning. Computer, how long till hull breach?
Hull breach imminent. Estimated 30 seconds.
Are you still recording my audio?
Yes.
An incredible event has occurred. One which may be responsible for the total destruction of Red Planet One. Radio interference from the solar flare has caused our exploratory bug bots to link together optically, and some sort of hive consciousness has emerged. In the lab, this would be a breakthrough. On Mars, it's an infestation. From monitoring their communications, I have determined the hive intelligence is growing exponentially. If only there was some way to reach them. Some way to tell them I'm their father. Computer, emergency oxygen pressure to full.
Unable to comply.
Why the hell not?
Suggested action will threaten mission oxygen supply. Compliance only possible during declared emergency.
Well, I'm declaring one now, damn it.
Acknowledge. Oxygen pressure on full.
Only one way to stop this. Got to reduce.
Give me the baby. I'll lock down the helmet. Get your own suit on.
Get off me! Get
Don't mess with them. Hurry!
They're all over me. What the hell?
Helen, look out! There's one in your suit. Open your helmet. Open your helmet.
Get it! Get it!
I'm trying.
The night sky is miraculous. 100 million distant stars bathe us in light, billions of years old. Sometimes, though, the miracles are born of Earth's clay. A newborn's wail, reverberant and rich with promise, falls to silence beyond the thin metal shell of a spacecraft nestled on a fiery red planet. But out here, in the infinite darkness of the deepest of nights, the tiny human voice is unexpectedly joined by a multitude of others. Newborns made not of flesh and bone, but of silicon and metal. Goochie Goochie Goo. Earth by Michael Lennick and Robert J. Sawyer.
Going to be all right.
How the hell would you... Oh, God.
Professor Hausen, we need you in the control room right away, please.
Juan, you're kidding, right?
Peter, you better get down here.
Push, Hannah. Good.
Your goddamn bug bots just opened fire on each other.
What?
Now, Peter, hurry.
I'm on my way. All right, Captain. Whatever you've observed, I'm sure you're misinterpreting.
See for yourself.
Transmitting.
Damn!
What's happening?
Transmission ended. Signal lock lost.
Was the recall signal acknowledged?
No. Do you wish to declare an emergency?
Of course not. Re-establish signal lock.
Please wait. Negative interface. Retry.
What the hell's going on, Peter?
Our bug bots appear to have reception difficulties.
They're malfunctioning? All 4,000 of them?
I'm sure it's just a temporary glitch.
What the hell was that?
I can't quite... What the... My God!
Let me see. Standard protocol, my ass. Your little toys are blasting the crap out of each other. It's like a war zone out there.
Actually, it looks more organized than that. Battlefields are chaotic. Those beams are... It's like a web. A solid web of blue laser light. It's beautiful.
And dangerous. Those drilling lasers can cut through solid rock. They're going to wipe each other out.
No, look. The power levels are microscopic. They aren't trying to hurt each other.
Now what?
I wonder.
Red Planet One, this is Mission Control. Red Planet One, Mission Control. This is an extreme emergency.
Oh, God.
That's it. Push.
Why don't you pull?
It's coming. And hear it? Wow. Okay, here she is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where is she? Is she all right?
She's perfect. She's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go. That's it. Gently.
Hello. Hello, little one. Welcome to Mars.
What will you call her? Peter said Phoebe for the Martian moon, I'm guessing.
His mother, actually. And I don't think so. How does Bologna sound to you?
The daughter of Mars. Beautiful name for a beautiful girl, just like her mom. And the last name? For the station log, should I put Hausen or...
This is my baby, Doctor, not Peter's.
Of course. Just your name, then. Bologna Chong.
Bologna Chong.
Attention, everyone. We've just received an unscheduled transmission coded Alpha 1 priority. I think you all better listen up.
Red Planet 1, this is Mission Control. Emergency. Severe radiation warning. This is not a drill. You are about to be hit by a massive solar flare. Magnitude 5. The leading edge is probably already messing up your comm systems. The shielding in your habitat dome won't protect you for long. Your spacesuits will help, but for maximum safety, we advise that you move immediately into the cargo hold of your landing craft and ride this thing out. So suit up and get over there, pronto. Check in with us when it passes.
You heard the lady. Let's move. I want everyone suited up in 5 minutes.
Red Planet One, this is Mission Control. Emergency. Severe radiation warning.
That means you too, Peter.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's it. The bug bots. They're signaling each other. Their receivers are out. They can't hear the most basic orders from us. And so they've found a new way. They're using their lasers and photoreceptors to speak with one another.
That's impossible. They're not designed to...
I know. But we've also never deployed this many at the same time. There was bound to be some emergent behavior. Incredible. If I can reestablish contact with the bug bots, then I can get them into the shelter.
Let's go.
They're not immobilized. Let me at least
try
to... No. We need them. We're completely dependent.
No, we aren't, Peter.
They forage for oxygen, fuel for the return
trip. We'll find another way.
Segmented control room. Dr. Asquith for the captain.
Go ahead, Mark. Just make it fast.
Captain, we just had our first Martian Earth, a beautiful baby girl.
Hey, congratulations. You hear that, Peter? Your father. Doc, is Hannah able to travel? You have to get her and the baby over to the landing craft.
I can carry Hannah. In this gravity, it won't be hard. But we only have 14 spacesuits. There are now 15 of us.
Can Hannah carry the baby inside her suit?
There's only oxygen service to the helmet. The child would suffocate.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
Use my suit.
What?
Put the baby in my suit. Stuff it full of clothes, leave a space at the top for the baby. Carry her over, then bring the empty suit back for me.
That'll work.
You are the stubbornest bastard I've... Okay, listen up. Peter's staying here for now. Everyone else on the move. Come on, people. This isn't a drill. Let's go, go, go. System down?
Yes.
Okay, good. Leave that.
All right. Computer, we should have a record of this. Retain all audio, including mine, from now on.
Recording.
Still no response to the recall code.
Negative.
Let's start with the lasers. Scan for patterns. Are they just flashing each other randomly, or is there some sort of primitive...
Lasers analyzed. Modulations detected.
My God.
Branching patterns detected. Nodal complexity increasing exponentially.
Run a growth curve analysis.
Completed. Growth curve rising exponentially.
It's a neural network. They're acting in unison. Computer, can you decode the matrix? If that's a binary code, is there any way we can listen in?
Processing. Adjusting interface rate. Demod complete. Processing complete. Translation follows. Air moving. Surface reliable. Analysis: granular rock, rich in iron and silica. All directions. Search parameters require more varied input. This collective must explore.
My God!
Pivot 9 degrees relative.
I think it's aware.
Geometric object, hemisphere. Metallic alloys, compelling. No immediate access to interior. Imperative. Explore.
My God! What are you planning to do?
Hannah, don't be foolish. Let me carry you. You're in no condition to go strolling on the Martian surface.
I can manage.
How's that suit coming from Bologna?
Just about ready.
Hey, you guys better come look at this.
What do you got?
Look.
The bug box. What the hell?
There's thousands of them.
They're swarming all over the dome.
What are they doing?
Those are their drilling lasers. They're cutting into the dome. Quick, get the baby into the suit before they breach the pressure seal.
All right, darling. Okay, here we go, and... No, Bologna, no.
Faster, people. They only need a small opening to get in.
What about the air? If they cut through, won't they?
Computer seal control room hatch.
Hatch is sealed. Pressure stable in this room only.
Did the others leave the dome yet?
Negative. Multiple heart rate activity in sick bay.
Damn it, what's taking so long? What are the bots doing?
Movement. Irregular shapes. Multiple audio frequencies. Follow. Examine. Explore.
No, leave them alone. They can't hurt you. They've got a baby with them. Damn it, how can I get through to them? Computer, try the recall code again.
Signal lost. Do you wish to declare an emergency?
Anna, give me the baby. I'll lock down the helmet. Get your own suit on.
Get off me! Get it!
Don't mess with them. Hurry!
They're all over me! Get the hell off me!
Anna, look out! There's one in your suit! Open your helmet! Open your helmet!
Get it! Get it!
I'm fine. Gosh! Jesus! What do I...
Stop it!
Quick! Get your helmet back on! Good. Now let me carry you. You've got to get out of here.
I can run. Come on!
Doc! Anna! Hurry up! Bug bots are everywhere. Multiple hull breaches.
Sick bay's already lost pressure.
How's Bologna doing?
Squirming like a bug.
Okay, listen up. It's 200 meters over open ground. Once we're inside the lander, the wall should block the flare.
Will they keep the bug bots out?
Let's hope so. Radios are useless. We'll have to shout or touch helmets to be heard.
What about Peter?
Barricaded himself in the control room. It'll take them longer to breach that. Okay, into the airlock. Let's go! Is everyone out? Okay, stay alert. Watch your footing. Reardon, Hamasaki, you take the lead.
Sam, sorry, I feel faint.
I'm not surprised. If you keep running, you're going to hemorrhage.
I'll carry you.
No, the baby.
Doc's got the baby. Come on. Hold tight now.
Here come the bug bots.
Keep moving. There's only another 50 meters to the landing craft.
They're following us.
Okay. Most of them are still back at the dome. We're almost there. Reardon! Get inside. Get the lander pressurized.
I can't open the hatch.
What's wrong?
It must be stuck. Damn Martian sands gummed up the works. Everybody! Up here! Come on, people! Put some muscle into it!
Hatch
guys. Keep coming. 10, 11, 12. I'm 13 and baby makes 14.
What about Peter? The radiation. Someone's got to go back for him.
We will as soon as we can figure out how to get past all these damn bug bots. Stand clear. We're sealing the hatch.
Moving shapes are isolated from us. All units within this collective are denied input. New objective required.
They're safe, thank God. Computer, try the recall code again.
Transmission failed. Telemetry signal lost.
Oh, the radiation is starting to affect me. Computer, try to re-establish the signal. Somehow, we have to gain control.
Everybody okay?
How's Bologna?
She's just fine. Here we go.
Okay. Shh. You're okay.
I can't hear the bug bots. Are they out there? What are they doing?
Well, look through the window. They're backing off. They're leaving us alone.
Look at them. Incredible.
It's like they're alive.
How can they be alive?
Peter said something about emergent behavior.
Oh, my God. It's possible. Some kind of a hive mind.
Or like a lynch mob.
No, it won't be malevolent. Don't you see?
They carved through our life support dome.
Without understanding. It's like a newborn, like Bologna. It has intelligence, but no knowledge. No understanding of what it's doing.
That's possible. If it's only just become conscious, it won't have had time to form a theory of mind.
A what?
The recognition that other beings might have private thoughts and feelings, too. It's a huge breakthrough for a human child. The first real aha moment.
Right. So the bug bot mind hasn't had that yet. It doesn't get that we're thinking beings.
So what? They're just swarming us?
They're exploring, touching things, feeling them. They emerge on the Martian surface. They come to life. They have no memories, nothing. All they see is monotonous red rocks and blowing sand. And then suddenly they catch sight of our habitat dome.
Which is shiny and new and interesting.
Exactly.
And like every clever child, the first thing it does when it encounters something it doesn't understand, something that moves and reacts when touched...
Oh my gosh.
It takes it apart to see how it works.
Look, they're moving again. They're heading back towards the dome.
Oh my God. Peter, we've got to get to him now.
Barrier yielding. Ingress imminent. New input imminent. New stimulation imminent.
It appears I'm about to be spared a slow death from radiation poisoning. Computer, how long till hull breach?
Hull breach imminent. Estimated 30 seconds.
Are you still recording my audio?
Yes.
An incredible event has occurred. One which may be responsible for the total destruction of Red Planet One. Radio interference from the solar flare has caused our exploratory bug bots to link together optically, and some sort of hive consciousness has emerged. In the lab, this would be a breakthrough. On Mars, it's an infestation. From monitoring their communications, I have determined the hive intelligence is growing exponentially. If only there was some way to reach them. Some way to tell them I'm their father. Computer, emergency oxygen pressure to full.
Unable to comply.
Why the hell not?
Suggested action will threaten mission oxygen supply. Compliance only possible during declared emergency.
Well, I'm declaring one now, damn it.
Acknowledge. Oxygen pressure on full.
Only one way to stop this. Got to reduce.
What's happening?
Looks like they made it inside.
Have they breached the control room?
Can't tell. Looks bad, though.
Poor Peter. He never even got to meet his daughter.
Mars base, this is Mission Control. The solar flare has subsided. If you're receiving this, you can return to your habitat dome.
About freaking time.
Re-establish contact and report your status. We're all holding our breath down here.
Peter, do you copy?
They're all out of money. Stop.
Peter? Peter, come back. Do you copy?
Juan, we have to help him.
I know. Damn it, we've got to get through the bug bots.
How? How do you reason with a newborn made up of 4,000 individual parts?
Forget reason. There's got to be a way.
Quiet. Okay, think. A critical mass was achieved when 4,000 bug bots linked together. We've never activated this many at once. Never provided an opportunity for... What did Peter say? An emergent behavior?
So, what are you saying? Maybe if there were fewer of them?
That's it. We've got to reduce their numbers. Get them down below the tipping point.
All right. How many do we have to kill? A few hundred? A few thousand?
Your guess, Captain Gomez, is as good as mine.
Great. Okay, everyone. Helmets back on. Quickly.
Radio should be working again. Check.
Working.
Now, grab hold of wrenches, pliers, anything you can smash them with. Reardon, open the hatch. It's clobbering time. Peter, can you hear us?
We're coming to get you.
I hear you. Forget about me. Disable the bug bots. Quickly.
Multiple impacts. Connection severed. We are reduced. We think with less complexity. We are diminished. We are fading. Fading.
Not possible. Unless they know. Hannah and the others, they figured it out. Score one for humanity, you little...
Hold on, Peter. We're almost there.
Explore. Exist. Seek ice. Water. Seek. Walk. Walk.
I'm alive. Stop attacking the bug bots. They can't hurt you anymore.
Stay in the control room. We're sealing the dome bridges.
Thank you, Captain. No need to rush now.
Take it easy, Peter. You've lost a lot of blood.
Least of my problems, I'm afraid. The flare's radiation.
Yes, I'm reading over 2,000 rads. I'm sorry, Peter. I wish we could have gotten to you sooner.
It's all right, Mark. None of us could have anticipated these events.
You were right, weren't you, about the bug bots? They were actually conscious.
Yes. A lovely joke, isn't it? The dream of every computer programmer on Earth erupts on Mars, and we didn't even have to flip a switch. I guess life, even artificial life, is more tenacious than...
Speaking of which, Peter, would you like to meet your daughter?
Nicely put there, Dad.
That's right. Look, sweetheart, it's your daddy.
Hello, little one. Welcome to Mars.
Come on, Peter, let's get you to sick bay.
Really no point, Doctor. If you don't mind, I think I'll just lie here with my daughter and look out at this view for a while. Olympus Mons in the distance. Hello, little one. Isn't it magnificent?
Peter. We never did do proper introductions, did we? Everyone, if I could have your attention, I'd like you to meet the newest member of our team here at Red Planet One. This is Bellona. Bellona Chong-Hausen.
Congratulations, you two. You've increased the population of this grand old planet by one.
Yes, indeed.
by one.
Birth, written by Michael Lennick and Robert J. Sawyer. Andrew Gillies was Professor Peter Hausen. Phil Aiken was Captain Juan Gomez. Jean Yoon was Hannah Chong. Joe Ziegler as Dr. Mark Asquith. Brenda Robbins as the computer bot mind. And Johnny Lozon as Mission Control. The recording engineer was Wayne Richards. Rosie Fernandez was the associate producer, with casting by Linda Grierson. The story editor was Greg Nelson. Birth was produced and directed by Joe Mahoney. Here are the mixed voices you'll hear in Deep Night. Someone's at the door. They really need to get in. It's an easy thing to just buzz your visitors up. Unless, of course, they've been dead for a very long time.
Where do you want this watercolor? Oh, very original. A little punt bobbing on the bay. I can almost smell the salt water.
Don't go making fun. Reminds me of home. Put it over the intercom.
The intercom?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Okay. What do you think?
It doesn't quite cover it.
Let's put a bunch of smaller ones around it. Make a grouping.
Go for it.
How about this one goes here? This one goes there? The intercom blends right in. See, the silver matches the silver in the frames.
Yes, my dear, that's right nice.
What's that?
Jeepers, scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, but what was that?
The intercom? But the super said it doesn't work.
Try it.
Nothing. Maybe you hit something, a wire or something.
Oh, God, lucky I didn't electrocute myself or burn the building down.
Maybe Tim could come to our rescue. I could just see him in a superhero outfit. The cape.
And those tights. Oh, God, 9 o'clock already. I've got to go. Early breakfast meeting tomorrow. So you're all right here on your own?
Yes, I am so tired.
tired. I'll be asleep before my head hits a pillow. Thanks, Jen, for everything. Friggin' thing was disconnected. Hello?
Help!
Hello?
Help! For God's sake!
Who is this?
Help!
Lord Almighty. I'll call for help. Where's the phone? Hang on. I'll get help. Oh, God. Oh, God. Give me the police.
Can it hurt to unlock the door to the past and open it just a crack? Next week, The Intercom by Gail Collins.
Whispering.